Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 25th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden finally holds his first press conference. Vice President Harris to oversee the administration's border policy. Democrats move on election reform. New York's real estate market collapses. A new study shows 2 million Americans still lack access to running water. Also ahead, guns, the truth. But first, the president holding his first solo press briefing this afternoon, the event taking place 64 days after Mr. Biden's inauguration back in January. Stretch of more than 9 weeks is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting directly with the media in the last 100 years. The White House deploying Kamala Harris to run the border response. The vice president will work directly with the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico to help solve the humanitarian crisis as more migrants pour into the USA every day. The assignment will be Ms. Harris's first major role. Senate Majority Leader Schumer pushing the Democratic Party's For the People Act. The bill would impose new rules on state governments to regulate national elections. Supporters of the legislation say it protects the voting rights of minorities, but critics claim it's a constitutional infringement on states' rights and opens doors for voter fraud. Residents still fleeing New York City, the average home price in Manhattan plummeting 33% in the last 12 months, while housing costs in the suburbs around New York jumped 21%. Commercial real estate also hurting. Recent survey from the New York Post says 9 in 10 restaurants and bars are unable to pay the rent. New report from the U.S. Census Bureau says more than 2 million citizens do not have access to adequate drinking water. Study shows Native Americans are 19 times more likely to lack basic infrastructure than other communities. The worst plumbing in the USA can be found in Appalachia and southern Texas, very poor areas. In a moment, the truth about guns. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, guns and the truth. I wish I had a magic wand to make gun violence disappear, but no one has a magic wand. And the gun debate is not an honest situation. Let's start with the facts. Number one, there will never be gun control in America because there are nearly 400 million firearms currently in circulation. 400 million. Fact two, in 2019, last FBI stats available, 10,258 people were murdered by someone using a gun. $10,258. Fact 3. According to the University of California at Davis, not a conservative school by any measure, mass murders with guns comprise 0.2%, 0.2 of all gun homicides. Mass murders, like in Colorado this week, like in Atlanta last week. That means 99.8% of gun murders are singular crimes, not random shootings. Now, the battle over guns is obviously ideological. It should be about public safety, but it's not. The progressive left wants to ban most firearms, including all handguns. They want the British system. The progressive left believes society should be dependent on a strong central government which calls all the shots, pardon the pun. Now, the right believes the opposite. It wants personal freedom because it does not trust the federal or state governments. So conservative gun owners say, we're not giving up our right in the Constitution to defend ourselves. And if we want to use an AR to do that, we're going to. That's why there's never a compromise between the progressive left and the hard right. The gulf will never be breached. Left in the middle are most of America, which is appalled by gun violence, but understands that the federal and state governments have not done anything to stop the mass murders in Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles, and on and on. I mean, when you have literally thousands of African Americans being gunned down every year in Chicago, and the government doesn't do anything about it, how can you possibly be advocating for gun control? This is about punishment for people who use guns in crimes. Drastic punishment. You get that going on, and then we might be able to see some gun control. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is March 25th. For breakfast aficionados around the world, that means one thing: International Waffle Day. Yay! Believe it or not, people have been eating waffles since ancient Greece. Can you imagine the Athens Waffle House? The Greeks cooked flat cakes between hot metal plates. As they spread throughout Europe, the batter, a mixture of flour, water, milk, eggs, became known as wafers. And wafers were used in religious ceremonies like communion. The first waffle iron appeared in the Middle Ages. Cooks would heat metal grids, then pour the batter onto the device. Unlike other items that took hours of labor, servants could crank out hundreds of waffles every hour. It is considered the first type of fast food ever created. As for Waffle Day today, the history goes all the way back to the 17th century in Sweden. Beginning in the 1600s, the Swedes would surprise children before Easter with the breakfast treats. Towards the end of March, families would honor Waffeldagen. That tradition spread to other Scandinavian countries by the 19th century. Today, the annual feast is celebrated around the world, including places like India, Canada, South Africa, Japan. Folks in China prefer their waffles with sesame seeds. In Belgium, they sprinkle it with chocolate. Russians enjoy waffles with caviar and cream cheese. And here's something else you might not know. While the waffle remains a hot item, on breakfast menus in Europe, in North America, it's not even in the top five. Here in the States, pancakes and eggs remain the biggest breakfast foods. Each year, the average American eats 300 eggs and 200 pancakes. Other popular breakfast dishes, oatmeal, orange juice, cereal, and, of course, coffee. A typical American adult consumes 70 gallons of coffee every year, costing that person more than $3,000. Yeah, I like waffles, and they're not expensive. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.